Okay, good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Basa v'Cholov, a drop of milk that, continuing the inyan of a drop of milk that falls on a pot. And the pot over here, the pot doesn't necessarily have to have meat in it. It can be it just has to be a ben yomo fleishik pot. Right? That the Shach points out that it has to be a kedera yeshana, which means it has to be a ben yomo kedera basari. It has to be a fleishik ben yomo pot. But you do not need to have meat cooking in it. You just have to have food cooking in the ben yomo pot. So, having meat in it would be it would be no more chomer. So I think we could reframe the inyan of tipas cholov shenafal al kedera, kedera's basar. We could reframe it with two questions. Is it possible to have kosher food cooking in a non-kosher pot? And if yes, so how do you extract the food from the pot? Right. So it could be like a riddle. Well, where do you ever find that you have kosher food in a non-kosher pot? And if there's such a thing, how do you get the kosher food out of the non-kosher pot? So I think we'll find in either case of in either scenario whether the drop falls opposite the food of the pot, or the drop falls opposite the reikon, the empty part of the pot, above the food line. In either scenario, we'll find that the pot is going to be aser, and the food is going to be mutter. And the question for us today will be, why is the pot aser? And why is the pot aser? And how do you get the food out? So the Ramah says on page 14, right, the very end of Sadi Beis Vav, at the end of Sif Vav, in Sadi Beis, the Ramah says, "V'az hakadero havi asura, afilu yesh shishim betavshil neged hatipa." V'yara miyad hatavshel mimenu v'tzad acher shelo k'neged hatipa. V'im bishlo b'kedera tavshel acher dino k'moy b'pamar rishon. So the Ramah is saying, giving us a way to get out. He's poured over the other side of where the tipa fell. But I thought, how does that work? I thought when... Sif Vav was talking about Keneged Areikon. And, yeah, Shelo Keneged Areitev. So I thought in the scenario that the Tipas Cholov falls on the Kli Basar Neged Areikon, we say Chanan. We say that the Tipas Cholov has a limited trip, and it travels, it's mafapea, but only above the food line. And we assume that we don't have shishim in the blias of meat of the pot above the food line, and we say nasas nevela on the top half of the pot. And we say the nasas nevela going around the entire circumference. In other words, it's a limited trip going downwards. The Tipas Cholov is not able to contaminate going downwards. It stops right before the food line, but horizontally it goes all the way around. So there is no way to pour it out. Right? You cannot pour out the food, whether it's vegetables or it's meat, you can't pour it out the side. the tzad acher. There is no tzad acher, right? In the scenario that the tipa falls keneged a reikon, the entire circumference going horizontally around the kli is nasis nevelin, because we assume that the tipa travels, but it's limited in its travel. It doesn't have shishim. It's a meat pot. It's a drop of meat, and it's nasis nevelin. So there's no way to pour it out. So the shach here in Pav Zayin, page 14, shach Pav Zayin points out that the Ramah is talking here about the first case, the case where the tipa's kolof fell neged ha roitev, and we saw the two mamanav shachs of the one of the smack that the shach was masbir in the shach was masbir the smack, and we saw the manafshecha of the pri chodesh. Now the shach here has a third concern, right? The shach here has a third concern when it's nafal neged ha rotev, right? That the shach is being making the Ramah here that's falling neged ha-roitev, and even still, the Ramah is going to be machmer on the smach, right? The smach said, when it's nafal neged ha-roitev, you have a man nafshecha. Either it's batal b'shishim in the walls of the kli, in the blias of the kli, because it's mafer peh everywhere, and we assume the kli has shishim, or it goes, makes the beeline, and it goes right into the food. And if you have shishim in the food, if you have shishim of food, keneged the tipa, we assume it's batal in the food. That was the maman of shach of the smack. And the shach over here in Chav Zayin is saying, oh, no, there's a third issue over here. We're concerned that the tipa, neged ha-rotev, did neither. Was nispashit in the chol kli and was batal b'shishim, nor was it made a beeline right to the food and was batal b'shishim in the food. We're koshish for a third concern, says the shach. Meshum dechashin and shema lo papa hakol lifnim elanishar mashu b'doifin akedera. So the drop of milk just stayed b'makomo, right, and it prohibited. Right, that droplet stayed right there where it was, and the pots of Ben Yomo Fleshe Keli, and we're concerned that the kli is aser right beneath the drop, right? The bli of meat that is in the pot beneath the droplet was nasis nevela, and that's it. I mean, it's just the drop is, and the mukam beneath the drop is nasis nevela. So you have nevela on part of your kli, but it's localized, right? It's localized, and so it would make sense that you could pour it mitzad acher, right? It's only the dot of the tipas cholov that's nas the vela, and therefore the other side of the kli would remain uncontaminated and would allow you to pour it out on the other side. So I'm just going to read a little bit more in the shach. The last word on the line is aval, right? Shaf Chav Zayin, the last word is aval. Third line down. Aval, the inyan hakedera, chashin and shema nishar ba ma'at be'oive, shelo nechnas nifnim, ba'asura. So we're concerned that the kedera, the tipas kalev remained in the wall of the kli, and it didn't go in, and it's asur. So now if you would cook in this keli again, really what you have is a drop of nevela, the sagi b'shishim neged atipa, im nafla neged aroitev, k'moy b'pam arishon, the high lake of the mechash, el the shema nishar ba ma'at, v'adai lo nishar yoser mitipa. K'omakom kem v'lo yadin and kam nishar, Tzarek Pam Bepam Hasheni Shishim Negan Polatipa. So the shach has a third concern, right? The smack presented two possibilities. It's Mafepeya through the whole kli, or it goes into the food. It's Batal B'Shishim. if you have shishim in the food, and then shach is concerned, maybe the tipa just stayed put, and it contaminated the kli beneath the drop. So that explains the Ramah. That explains the Ramah. We're talking about tipa that fell negative, right, Dave? It only acid locally, and you can pour out the food to the other side. So that's our first answer to the question, how do you extract the food? When it's nafal neged harekan, sorry, when it's nafal neged harotev, when the tipa's chalav falls on the side of the pot opposite the food, so then we have the smak, and now we have the shach that says it's one side of the pot is aser, the drop is aser, and you have to pour out the other side. So now what about the other case? Right? What about the other case? Just a second here. All right. What about the other case? When the tipas chalav falls neged harekan. What happens? How do we save the food then? As we said, the circumference of the top half of the pot was nasis nevela, right? When it fell neged harotev, when the tipas chalav fell opposite the rotev, the gravy. So then, one option was that the tipas chalav went through the entire kli, and we assume that you have shishim in the kli, and that tipa was bottled that way. When we're talking about the nefila was neged harekan, opposite the empty part of the top half of the pot, we assume that it had a limited travel ticket, and it was only able to travel so far, and was nasa nevela all the way around the circumference. So how do you get the food out? So the Shulchan Aruch, yeah, you don't have when it's not full neged harekan, you don't have shishim. It goes around the circumference, but it doesn't get shishim, because I'm assuming the worst in neged harekan. I'm assuming that the milk is mefapea through the top half of the kli. It doesn't go beneath the food line, and well, I would assume. We don't know how it's mafapea. So I think it seems mashma from the poskim that we assume the worst, because we're not the eitza, as we'll see. The eitza that we're going to be the poskim to supply us with when it's nafal neged harekan is to wait to cool down, or to put a hole in the kli, right. So it seems that we assume the worst. We assume it's mispashed as much as it can, but it's not mispashed below the food line, and we assume that it's not batal b'shishim. So I assume it's mispashed everywhere above the food line, and that would mean all the way around the pot. So the shach presents the shach in chaf. There's two shachs here. The shach in chaf hay, first of all, it's a machlokes, right? When we're talking about neged harekan, whether or not you can save the food is a machlokes, right? It's a machlokes. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Torah, nahagu ha'olam lesor, the food is also, right? There's no, we're not going to, the smack had an eitzah, but the Shulchan Aruch is, the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch is not paskin like the smack, and they're saying that we're knowing that the food is also. Erev Shabbos will be mekel, or b'makom any other shas adchak will be mekel, but Shulchan Aruch is passing not like the smack, and the shach in chafeh explains why, because we're choishish for the isra heter, we're choishish that the food in the food. I'll just read the shach. Near the dafka b'kader yishana who the noig in lassar kishenafal shloki negad roitev umitam shekasa b'isra v'heter. The chayshin and shema ala acher kach pam achas v'sichas hakadera v'naga lo isoy miktsas doifin hakadera shenasra. So abab b'kader kadosha. So then you don't say chanan. You didn't say Hanan on the original field, but that's and therefore you only need Shishim Kineged the Tipa. But we're talking about a Chedera Yeshana, and we're Choshish when it's Nafal Negad Reikon, or at least the tour in the Shulchan Aruch is Choshish for the Isra V'Heter, that the food boiled up and touched the contaminated area on the top half of the Kli, and therefore the food is Aser, and there's no Eitza. So this would not be our kosher food in a non-kosher pot. The food would also be non-kosher, according to the Tur and Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah in Chaf Dalet says the Mahari, which I think the Mahari is the Trumas Adeshin, and the Trumas Adeshin is Choylik on the Tur and Shulchan Aruch, and Pasen's like the smack. That Pasen's like the smack. And I'll just read the Shach Chaf Dalet. Nahagu Olam Umahari the Haya Achrain the Gadol B'Dayrai the Izen the Chikar Kolam in Hagim, and they it kind of fits the Trumas Adeshin. The Trumas Adeshin he was a Basra of the Rishonim. A cost of the Noig in the Hatir Al Yedei Tzinun Kumashu Kasa Pasif Hey Umevi Bahaga Shari Dura. So there's a machlekas over here whether or not the food is mutter at all when the drop of milk falls opposite the empty part, you know, the top part of the kli. The Torah Shulchan Aruch is choshish that the food boiled up from the bottom and touched the contaminated part of the contaminated part of the top part of the kli that was Nasus Nevelo, and the Shach says no, we paskin we're noihig. Sorry, we noihig like the Trumas Adeshin to say that to be mekel, not to be choishish for that Isra V'Heter, that the food boiled up, and therefore you have the Eitza of the. Of the smack to save the food, which is to let to immediately let the kedera cool down without moving it around, and so the shach paskins like the smack for both, right? For both, the shach paskins like the smack that neged haroitev, we can be mekel regarding the food. We can be mekel regarding the food, but the kli is going to be aser. The smack didn't throw in that part about the kli, but the smack passes like the shach passes like the smack regarding that the food is mutter, whether it's negative roitev or negative reka. The Shulchan Aruch paskins only like the smack in regards to nafal neged haroitev, but nafal neged rekan kavar nahagu ha'olam. So there's a machlekes over here on whether the food is aser when the drop of milk falls on the top half of the kli, the empty part. And so we have our answer. We have our answer. Is it possible to have a kosher food cooking in a non-kosher pot? And the answer is yes. We have it, according to the Shach, in both whether... wherever the tipa falls, whether it falls against the rotev or keneged reikon, the food is mutter, and we have our the answer to the second question is how do we extract the food? If it's nafal neged areikon, the shach is machmer, that you need to, so the ramah is machmer, that you need to pour the food out on the other side. Shach is masbir, why? So you can demounsel the food, but you have to pour it out the opposite side of the nefila. And when it falls neged areikon, you can save the food by just waiting for it to cool down, or of course the smack famously said you could drill a hole in the bottom of the floor of the kedera. Now, again, this was all applying to the kli being uncovered, right? The kli basar ben yomo, kli being uncovered, and it's not negative aish. It's not negative aish because otherwise the drop would be burnt up. But if the kli was covered, we discussed yesterday that the pri chadash viewed it as wherever the drop falls when the kli has a lid on it, we view it as as if it fell negative harotev, and again we'll be able to save the food. We'll be able to save the food by pouring it out the tzad achar. Even you won't have to wait until it cools down, because again we have our ma nafshecha. It either went through the entire kli, it got bottled, or it went into the food, it got bottled, or with the shach, the addition of the shach that we're concerned, and the shach's hesber of the ramar, we're concerned that the tipa remained the makomo. And wasn't this passionate anywhere? Even according to that, the makom nefila is locally nasar, and you could pour out the mitzad hasheni even though the food is hot. So I hope that was helpful. So according to the Erev Shabbos machlokes between the shach and the taz is really only. It's only the shitas of the tour and the Shulchan Aruch that they are kvar nahagu olam lasar kishenafol al hadoifin shno kineged aroitev to aser the food, and Erev Shabbos we're makel on that, and the shach is makel to let it cool down because he holds that chanan by balua is meikir din, and Taz says chanan by balua is not meikir din, so. But that machlekes is really only nageya to the shita of the mechaber and the tor. But according to the shita of the Ramah, the food would be mutter. The food would be mutter. No. Kvar nahago olam, because. Yeah, no, I have to rethink that. I have to rethink that machlekes Erev Shabbos, the machlekes Shach and Taz, that we're makel on Shas Adchak. Yeah, okay, so we'll hold it there. Thank you for joining. Any questions? Oh, okay, so why do I think it goes around the circumference? Where do you see that in the shach? He's going against that. What is all this? Okay, so hold on a second. Shach Lamed. Going by Erev Shabbos, a filu shelo keneged harotev, a filu shelo keneged haesh, al yidei shishim. And Shach Lamed says, "Vaz yaniach ad sheitztanein, v'chein klasav sham v'hainu im efshar aval im tzarech miyad tzarech orchim v'kahagavna im tzarech lahamtid ad sheitztanein el yara l'tzad acher." So this is even keneged ha. Right, she looked and I got it right in. Right. Yeah. Yeah, right, right. Well, that... Yeah, so that's... Yeah, this is going on. The Shachaf Aleph is going on Neged Harotev. Yeah, the Shachaf Aleph is going on Neged, the case of Neged Harotev. Okay, so. Okay, so hold on. Tibus Chalav Shenafal Al Kedera. Sheetzal Etzal Eishmi Bechutz Veim Nafal Vnegal Tavshal Eim Shmishim Mefapel Lifnim Kila Nafal Tavshal Veim Nafal B'Makom Reikin. Okay, right. Veim Mefapas B'Doifin HaKedera Ad Samach L'Rotev Veim Mefapas B'Doifin Ad Samach L'Rotev. Right. You're right. It's localized. It's not, doesn't go around the circumference. You're right. But here, this Bahari Nasar Oisai Makam Keder Vim Yara Tavshal Derech Makam Keder. It didn't say if you just pour it out. If you poured it out on top of that localized area, that patch, that's the patch that Rabbi Simon was speaking about, I think. You have a patch in the case of Negeda Reikon. Hari Yasar HaTavshal Vzeka Tanto Tikanas Shiyani Chena Kach Shalo. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I took it too far that it was nispashit. It's nispashit, but we don't know how far it's nispashit, but it's mashmo that it's just a patch and it doesn't go around the circumference like. It's mashmah in the shach that it's localized. It spreads out somewhat, but it's localized because otherwise, the chashash, there would be no option of yaren mitzad acher. When it's not from Negeda Reikon, it doesn't go around the circumference. It's a localized patch, and the Shach therefore considers the possibility about pouring out mitzad acher, but he says you shouldn't do that because the Shema Yenanea Kedera, and I guess you're concerned the food's going to splash up to the patch. But again. The basic question of can you have a kosher food in a prohibited pot is yes, and even when it's nafal neged ha-reikon, according to the Shach, b'shem the trumas adeshen, you have an eitzah to save the food. By letting it cool down. We're not kosher for the the Isser V'Hetzer to say that the food boiled up and touched that patch, Negat HaReikon, that was Nasas Nevela. We're not cautious for that. The food is okay, and we have an Eitzah to save the food. Just let the food cool down. Don't move the pot. And I'll have to get. I'll have to look into the. Look into the Erev Shabbos thing. Okay. Okay, Shkoyach. No, go ahead, please. You have a question? Yeah. Let's see the. Let's see that part in the smack where he talks negative Raycon. Except the we don't passing like the smack regarding negative Raycon. Negative Raycon, we passing. The Torah and Shulchan Aruch paskins like the not like the smack negative Raycon. Okay, aval im nafla negat hareikon shem efapeh b'doifen akadera ad samach l'roitev kol kach she'en shishim min atipa v'nasa oisoy miktas akli nevela ukishiyara haroitev min akli yelek haroitev al oisoy makom miktas akli. I guess that's where I got the circumference from. When I looked at the smack, he doesn't say mitzad acher. He says when you pour it out, stam. He didn't say, oh, and if you poured it over that. He said, "Kushiyare harotev." Then it will be hechrech go over the makom that was nasa, the miktas, you know, the miktas kli, and miktas meaning the top strip that's above the food line. That's I guess where my imagination allowed me to think that it went around the circumference, because he didn't say he just said, and when you pour it, it will become aser, because it will be hechrech go over the top. Part negative hareikon again. I'm going to read it again. Aval im nafla negative hareikon shem mfapeya bedoifen hakadera at samach leroitiv kol kach shein shishim min hatipa benasa oisay miktas min hakli nevela ukishiara haroitiv min hakli yelech haroitiv ukishiara haroitiv al hakli, and when he pours out the rotiv. So I guess that's where I was coming from. He sounds like wherever you pour it out, I can't argue on how on the smack's understanding. Sorry, the shock's understanding of the smack. That's where I was coming from. I see that the shock understands that it's a patch, and it's not the entire circumference. So I'll just leave it at that. Yeah. V'im naflav b'makam hareikon v'him efapeh b'doifen akadera. I'm reading the Torah. Ad samach l'roitev kol kach she'en shishim neged atipa hari nesar oisay makom shel hakadera. It sounds like v'im ya'ara hatavshel derech makom hakadera. It's a little bit different, right? Im ya'ara hatavshel derech makom hakadera nesar. Right. The Torah is specific to say, right? So the Torah is going. The Shach is reading it like the Torah. The smack left it ambiguous, I think. But the way the Torah presents it is that the smack, the way the Torah presents the smack is that there's a patch, and only if you pour mitzad the patch, right? Derech makom hakeder shenasar. Right, if you pour it over the makom and nesar, har is a yesar hatavshel. So that's mashma it's localized. The chanan that occurs neged harekan is localized, but in the language of the smack, I guess my imagination, I let my imagination think that it went all the way around. But the way the tour and the shach understand the smack is that there is indeed a patch. This is the patch that Rabbi Simon was talking about, I think, which is interesting. That we say it's mispashit, but it's not mispashit. Maybe it's because it doesn't have the gas, so to speak. It doesn't, since it's negative Raycon, it doesn't have the hevel, and it doesn't have the rotave to push it around, to give it the gas to make it travel in the walls of the kli that it's going to be brought to Bashishim. It's negative Raycon. It doesn't have that. It has a limited traveling traveling ticket, and it can only go so far without the rotave, right? Because ain't b'liya yotzei mikli the kli b'liya rotave. We're not talking about kli the kli, but you know, a rotave, a b'liya moves with the help of rotave. Ain't b'liya yotzei mikli the kli below rotave, right? So you need rotave is a catalyst for the movement of a b'liya, and when it's negative Raycon, I guess it lacks that catalyst. Okay, that was great. If there's any other questions? Okay, thank you, everyone, for joining. We'll stop here for today. And Mr. Shem will pick up on Monday with, we'll talk a little about the Erev Shabbos, Mr. Shem, the Nether, the Kulos Erev Shabbos, and Mishas Adchak, and then we'll go on to Simon Sadi Dalad with the spoon.